sick of listening to your shit. Shut the fuck up.
If you're a heckler, shut up. If you're a hater, shut up. If you ain't holding the mic, then shut the fuck up. Fuck boy, shut up. Fake friends, shut up. If you ain't about growth, then shut the fuck up. Negrophobic, shut up. All lives matter, shut up. White man with a forked tongue, shut the fuck up. Victim blamer, shut up. Uncaring, shut up. If you're worthy to our benefit, shut the fuck up. Liar, liar, shut up. Wolf crier, shut up. When grown folks are talking young, and shut the fuck up. You a traitor, shut up. Manipulator, shut up. Real friends know the time to shut the fuck up. Wrong preacher, shut up. Wicked preacher, shut up. If you ain't got any answers, hey, shut the fuck up. Interrupter, shut up. Obstructor, shut up. If you ain't holding the peace pipe, shut the fuck up. Hey, 2021.
Shut the fuck up.
That's what's up.
Shut up. 061, it ain't easy. That's my motto. Hey, welcome, bienvenue to another episode of Shut Up Podcast. I am your host, B Black, aka B Blizzak, aka Mr. Shut Up Podcast.com, aka Le Grand Papa B. Before I start the show, I want to remind you, returning listeners, that this podcast is still protected by the red, the black, and the green, and waves a red, black, and a red, blue flag. Rouge et bleu is up in this bitch. I'm representing and holding it down for black folks who grew up in the 80s watching TV Ontario, Télé-Québec, and Soul in the City on Much Music. Pause. Just really quick pause. That's my way of saying that I tend to. It kind of helps. You don't need to speak French, but it helps if you understood. Si tu comprends. Tu comprends, Brazil? Does it make sense? Right. All right. So this is a bilingual podcast. That's what I'm trying to say. All right. This episode is being recorded on the unceded Anishinaabe Algonquin territory on March 15, 2023. What is it? 6:46 p.m. A few days after daylight savings time, so it's a little bright out there and a little weird out. And my sleep schedule's a little fucked up. This episode is also brought to you by the letter F. Why F? F for fuck Whitey. Fuck Whitey as a staff, record label, and as a motherfucking crew. If you want to be down with Whitey, then fuck you too. Okay, gang, I just finished work. Granted, I took a beautiful nap before recording, and I'm feeling a little good. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling great. You know what I mean? God bless naps. God bless. Seriously, man. I mean, on one end, there's drugs, and then there's naps. Naps are amazing. Maybe it's because I'm getting old. Here's what's going on. This is going to be a simpler episode. The deal is, I'm still going to do the same format of, just the introduction and followed by user random thoughts and end with final thoughts. But final thought is going to be a little different. It matches up with the title. I'm going to recite some pop lyrics and run through it. It's not going to be a review, but I'm going to run through the lyrics and put in some commentary. I'm trying something new. Don't know if it's going to work, if it's going to be boring or whatever. Might be my gimmick. It might not, but fuck it. Something I've been meaning to try, but we'll get to it. So, yeah. All right. Now, before I continue with news and random thoughts, I just saw this clip on Twitter, actually. Twitter, now on YouTube. Twitter and YouTube have oh, shit. Okay, I see what YouTube's doing. So YouTube's got a YouTube short section. It's pretty much a ripoff of, did I say Twitter? I meant TikTok. And, yeah, man, the Americans stealing from the Chinese. And, oh, my God. Okay, but, okay, you know what? I'm talking too much. Let me just play this clip because the shit made me laugh and I'm sharing it with y'all. You're not going to see it, but the link to this short clip will be in the show notes for you to check out. So this content creator is called Matt and Justice. At Matt and Justice on, I guess they're all over the internets, but check it out. It's called Rappers in 2023 Be Like.
Popping Percocets and Molly while I'm sipping some lean. Snorting all this white powder, yeah, I'm living the dream.
Yo, tiny baby, J-Rock here with the goods. That's every rap, there's something hit the slopes.
Nah, I don't do that stuff. Drugs can lead you down a dark path.
Then why the hell are you rapping about that then?
That's just what the kids like, bro. Now run it back.
All right, get out of here. Leave the Percocet.
Another day, another hoe. Your girl wants to bang, I said, shawty, let's go.
Yo, Tiny, we got some fine-ass groupies here trying to do some funny shit.
Hey, Tiny.
Nah, I don't do that, bro. I'm a virgin waiting till marriage.
Then why the hell are you rapping about that then?
That's just what the kids like, bro. Now run it back.
All right, get out of here.
If you ever cross me, then your good is dead. I hope you're hungry, because you're about to eat some lead.
Yo, Tiny Baby, our manager has been embezzling money from our account. Let's go to his house and crack his skull.
Nah, I don't do that stuff, bro. I'm a pacifist.
Then why the hell are you rapping about that then?
That's just what the kids like, bro.
I'm gonna kill you, bro. Popping
Percocets and I love Tiny Baby.
Let's do some drugs, bang some hoes, and beat up Dylan for banging our girlfriends.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I get the feel I'm going to be the up. I'm probably the only black person who liked this clip. That shit made me giggle, man. This shit made me giggle. This is probably like the fifth time, whatever, that I watched this clip, and it gets me all the time. Shout out to Matt and Man Injustice. Right, okay, so let me do this right now, put it in the show notes. All right, you know what? I'm also going to put this whole episode, I'm not ripping off. Okay, I'm going to use the word ripping off content creators. And commented on it, man. When I think about it, this podcast, I can even say my life, is a product of other people's creation, whether it's content creators, art, not to say content creation is not art, comedy, news, articles, and man, it's kind of like everything I do is in response to that shit. Then it goes to my theory about how maybe that's what life's all about, for us to put a show. You know what? I'm getting a little too deep. But this whole episode is going to be a shout out to all you content creators. And I'm sharing some content that I found between now and the last episode. And yeah, man. Let me get this show.
Bro, I have to tell you guys something.
Sorry about that. Jesus Christ, very unprofessional. Did I mention I'm hungry? Yeah. I just finished work. It's a good thing I don't have kids or a family, because after work, I don't want to do shit. Oh my God. If I came home, if I had to deal with a family and kids right now, yeah, it'd be ugly. We'd make the news. You know, I'd be that family that, I'm not going to make a death suicide joke. Anyways, yeah, here we go. All right, so let's get on to news and random thoughts. Here we go. All right, boys and girls. Okay. Sorry, I'm multitasking. First of all, I'm making a note to make a putain de merde, I'm making a note in the show notes so I don't forget to put on the website how rappers be in 2023. You know what I hate? When I was watching this video, and it happens a lot because my mind thinks 100 miles an hour. Oh, wow, I'm Canadian. 100 kilometers an hour, 100,000 kilometers an hour. It thinks fast, a lot of thoughts. And the whole time I'm watching it, I was thinking of every time that I found something funny, go to share it with someone I considered a friend, and they're like, that's stupid. Why do you like it? Fuck. I don't get it. You know, you just wanted to share. I'm not asking you to like the same thing that I like, but, you know. But I am asking you to not be an asshole about it. If you don't like it, just say, okay, I didn't find it that funny, whatever. You know, it's just... Maybe I'm the one who's being sensitive about, but sometimes you find something funny and you're trying to share that moment with someone else. And instead of them, these people enjoying it with you, they're like, that's stupid. Anyway, so while I was, Matt and Justin or Matt Justice? My bad, folks. I said Matt and Justin. Because there's two white dudes in there. Okay, it's Matt Justin. Yeah, anyway, where was I? Yeah. Anyway, while I was sharing this content with you all, I kept having flashback of people going, "Oh, fuck, that's stupid. Where the fuck are you? liking, you're stupid for liking this shit. But yeah, anyways, all right. Hey, yeah, here, I'm on today's format. Okay, holy fuck. This is supposed to be a short episode because I don't have a lot of content. Okay, there we go. All right, okay. Wow. Okay, let me go, tell you what, I'm not going to talk about this. Okay, let me go. Boom, boom, boom. You know what I'm doing? I'm working on my rundown sheet. Why? Because I didn't do it yesterday, and I do it now. Okay, all right. Hey, you know what my favorite TV show is online these days? Recently that I like to watch. This is what's going to happen. After I publish this episode, I'm going to watch. And after I publish this episode, this podcast, I'm going to go home. And I am home. I'm going to eat some junk food, some comfort food. Probably shawarma because my favorite Ethiopian joint spot is closed. I really wanted Ethiopian food tonight. I mean, yeah, I know there's a few out there listening to me going, ah, what the fuck? You eat takeout Ethiopian food? No, that's just got to be enjoyed at home with friends. I was like, yeah, baby. But yeah, but I was born in this country and, you know, fucking selfish. Fuck that. I enjoy it by myself. Anyways, where was I? Yes, I find some nice comfort food, and I watch an episode of The Good Wife. That's right, The Good Wife. I watch a lot of TV shows, and I'm unapologetic about it, especially TV shows that people in my demographic don't watch. Like before that, before The Good Wife, I'm talking about shows that I watch. It plays in the background. I'm not too focused on it. I'm enjoying, and I love to binge. I binge that shit. And it's just like, it has some kind of soothing effect. And The Good Wife is one of them. It's that show at the moment. What sucks is I'm at season 7. And, before The Good Wife, I was watching The Good Fight. And I got to the end of the last season is a little difficult to process, but The Good Wife right now I'm liking. That's my show. That's my show. That's what I'm trying to say. I've been meaning to talk about it. I enjoy it. Maybe I'll do. No, I don't know if I'll do an episode review about The Good Wife, but I'm just putting it out there in the universe. So this is one of those. Rather you hear from me than you hear from someone else. Who the fuck are you gonna hear from me? It's a matter of speaking, man. I'm just saying. Yeah, The Good Wife. Great show. Shout out to Alicia Florek. And, season 6 or season 5? One of those seasons, I remember going, yo, that show should not be called The Good Wife. It should be called The Ain't Shit Husband. Get it? Ain't shit, whatever. Yeah, man. Great show. That good, what's her name? Juliana Margulis? I don't usually, you know what? Okay, I won't say shit because I don't want to spoil season 6. Something happened in season 6 that kind of, no, season 5 that kind of fucked with most viewers, but yeah, I'm going somewhere with this. No, I'm not going somewhere with this. Oh, except for Juliana Margulies. I'm pronouncing it in French as in, whatever. And if you're a Soprano fan, she's the one who played a real estate agent in season 6. Was it season 6? Yeah, season 6. 6B. She played the real estate agent that Tony had tried to, you know, was going to have sex with and changed his mind. Anyway, my point is, great actress, man. Yeah, does a good job. And thank you to everyone who's involved in The Good Wife. All right. I had a thought today. This is not in the notes, but I'm going to add this right now. But I feel like making a collections of all the content creators whose content I've shared on this podcast. I don't know. I feel like doing something for the content creators, especially on TikTok. I don't know if you heard, but TikTok is, I don't know, man. Like in the Canadian government, they've banned they've removed the TikTok application from you're not allowed to run the TikTok application on a government issued device, like a phone, whatever. Well, first of all, I don't know why the fuck you're listening. You're using government property to play TikTok, but that's another story. Like, why not put Pornhub in there? I'm not saying TikTok's got porn on it, but I'm just saying, it's kind of personal shit. But then again, some folks put personal shit on Facebook, but, you know, people are weird. But anyway, what I'm getting at is, it looks like the West, American government, the Canadian government, and, all these Western countries are, like, taking strong positions against TikTok because it's a Chinese application. Sorry, it's an application from China. You know, let me get the facts. I'm going to do something different today and get some facts. TikTok. Yeah, I'm going to do shit that I don't usually do. Because you know why? Because it's my podcast. It's my fucking podcast. I keep forgetting. It's my fucking podcast. I'm flying like a bird here. All right. TikTok is... There we go. According to the very reliable Wikipedia, it goes TikTok and its Chinese counterpart, Douyin. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, I'm not going to read that shit. Service owned by the Chinese company ByteDance. Its host user submitted videos, which can range in duration of 3 seconds to 10 minutes. Oh, that explains a lot. Since it's launched, the point is, the company that owns it is in China. And apparently, I don't know if it's because of communism or whatever, but the Chinese government is like, yeah, you own the shit, but we own it too. And there's like talks that the Chinese government has been using TikTok to spy on people and all that shit. But let's just say that the West is like, yeah, we don't trust you people with our podcast. It's kind of fucked up, man. The internet is such a beautiful thing, and it's being corrupted. But here's what I'm trying to get at, right? The reason I'm on TikTok is not the fucking application; it's the content creator. I found some amazing content on TikTok. I didn't write this shit down, but I probably should write a book report about TikTok. But it's first time I got onto TikTok. Yo, this application, I don't know if it's AI or whatever. After liking a few things, pretty much started to show me everything. Figured out what I wanted to see. It's like, hey, here's some white people saying some woke shit about black people. Yeah, I got a soft spot for that shit, man. I got a soft spot for white people who are enlightened about race. I didn't realize it. TikTok made me realize this shit. I'm like, all right, whatever, right? You know what I mean? I'm not saying I'm into the whole ally shit, but I do have a, maybe it's because I grew up with white people, ignorant-ass white people, and these motherfuckers are just like a, like, there's one thing for Sister Soulja. Nah, okay, no. There can never be a white Sister Soldier, a white Malcolm, or whatever like that. But there can be a John Brown. And not just white people, but Asians, you know, the fucking saying shit, not just that I agree with, but saying shit that I've gotten so used to that I've only... I was only used to hearing black people say. That reminds me. Shout out to King Kimbit. Yeah, King Kimbit. Because I remember, she, you know, she would say some woke shit and it blew my mind. I'm like, wait, what the fuck? How are you aware? That's not the point. So TikTok introduced me to a lot of content creators who are just like wise, smart, articulate, and say shit that some amazing shit, man. And some fascinating shit, insightful shit, too. And that's why I ended up installing TikTok. It's not just the why shit. You know, first, of course, there's TikTok figured out that I'm into curvy chicks. And it won't stop showing me curvy chicks. And my dumb ass, like, I'm trying to learn, you know, I'm trying to educate myself. And then fucking TikTok, I mean, once in a while, shows me some curvy, and I'm distracted. Like, I'm all like, it's time for revolution time. And then, oh, curvy chick, I got to hit the club. I wonder if she's single. You know what I mean? Oh no! You know all that. Well, like all of a sudden, I'm all like, you know, women empowerment. no, sorry, I was about to say something ignorant. I was gonna say that some booty shaking stops me from being about women empowerment. I am. I still am. I'm just, you know, my priorities change. You know, I would probably sell out black folks for for big booty. You know what I mean? Fur and big booty. That's a Kanye West joke. Okay. Where was I? Yeah. Okay. Anyways, I'm going all over the place like I usually do because I don't have the timer going. I have to remind myself that I'm trying to something different. And oh my god, in final thoughts. So I want to stick to that. So I'll think about that. But anyways, about collecting TikTok creators. And if they shut down TikTok, I need to get a hold of these content creators and I need to figure something out. Not just get a hold, but keep track of them. Keep like a CD, like Tupac's my favorite rapper. And, I have all his albums. Like, I want to be able to follow these people and hear more of what they have to say. But sometimes these content creators, it's only one content that I fall in love with. It's not them, you know, no disrespect. I'm not in love with the content creator. It's their work. It's their work that I'm a fan of. But there's got to be some kind of system, because I'm not on Facebook anymore. And there's Twitter. But, it's weird, man. What's funny on TikTok is I rarely go on the who you following content. I always go on your For You page, and I'm always amazed at how TikTok presents shit that I want to hear. Twitter, on the other hand, fuck, man. Elon Musk is an asshole, man. He just keeps exposing me to shit. Why the fuck am I getting content about Don Jr.? It's not Don Jr. It's people being, check out Don Jr. saying something stupid. I know. I don't need to see that shit anymore. Jordan Peterson said something stupid. I know. I don't need to see that fucking shit. Oh, the convoy is back. Fuck, man. Show me something I can learn from. So inspire me. God damn it. All right. Off rant. Rant is over. Now, with all that said, I'm going to share two pieces of content that I recently found and enjoyed and feel the need to share with you. The first one, I labeled it as the white man's got a God complex. White man got a God complex. And that's a take from a poem by the Last Poets. Maybe I'll put it in the show notes. This would be Googling Last Poet. God complex. Right. Okay. Because the white man's got a God complex.
Sun up down on the corner uptown. I turn around and hit a sign.
Holy shit, I keep forgetting. I'm not licensed to play this. Okay, anyways, that's not the point. The point is, I am playing... I called it The White Man's Got a God Complex, but in reality, it's a video, a message by content creator on TikTok called, her name is Amy Chang, and her username is CircusFairy33, and this was in response to some lily white, peckerwood white boy saying some stupid shit about how... What did he say? You know what? I'll read the comment. I'll read the actual. It said, before I hit play, pause. Okay. Oops. Okay, here we go. Let me hit rewind. Okay. So she's responding to some punk ass white boy saying some stupid shit that I'm very. Basically, white man got a God complex. Shit, man. It's like, look, man, white supremacy's got these white kids believing that, you know, white supremacy, the picture of white Jesus, has white kids believing that they are humanity. They're humankind, and the rest of us are here at their beckoning. Is that the expression? Are here for their service. Like, they're Jesus. They're the image of Jesus, and they have this high opinion about themselves. And this white boy says this stupid shit, and she responds in a way that, honestly, I could not say it any fucking better. I saw it this morning. I scroll through content in the morning. I shouldn't, but I remember hearing this, and I'm like, fuck. I wish I could speak like her. I wish I could have said that. I wish I could have said that to that white boy and then slapped him. No, slap him, then said it. But she did it perfectly, right? Anyway, she responded. She's responding to this. Brace yourself, because it's some ignorant shit. She says... The white boy says his name is Michael Brown 915, and his profile picture, wow. U G L-Y-O, you don't need your alibi, you ugly. Anyways, yeah, who am I talking? Okay, sorry. Who am I? Come on, okay, sorry. I apologize for commenting on people's physical appearance. I'm no Adonis. But I am saying he's a little, but he's got the down, man. He's got a face that you want to just punch. All right, what did he say, B Black? He says, to a message to Amy Chang, and he says, you have been so blessed by your association with us. You hear that? I'm going to repeat that. He says, you have been so blessed by your association with us. Just take a look at that cell phone in your hand. The whole world has been blessed by Europeans. Oh, my God. Yeah, that dude, that white dude, when he wrote that, he believed he ate. He sat there fucking as the sun is giving him cancer, dancing off. What else do white people do wrong? Anyway, whatever, man. He's the epitome of white folk. Oh, and that part where he says you have been blessed by your association by us, it reminds me of going into school, and I swear, man, these teachers wanted us Haitian immigrants to believe that, look, man, the reason why you left this country, your parents left their shithole country of Haiti, is to be next to these fine white kids. You want the proximity of whiteness. You wanted to be next to us. That's why you're in this fucking country. Like, that's how they made us feel. We weren't contributing. Like, my parents didn't come here and become taxpayers or to find a new life. We weren't humans to them. Oh, my God. Okay. Sorry. I'm losing you. Right. Back to Amy Chang. Right. So, white boy says, the whole world has been blessed by European. And Amy Chang responds, and ethers this crackers with this with this 2-minute, 3-second message. Here we go.
You're obviously not aware of this, but blessed is not a word the global majority thinks of in association with Europeans. Mm. Words like plague and colonizer, maybe, but not blessed. And cell phone in my hand came from China.
Get him.
So I don't know if you're referencing Steve Jobs or Martin Cooper or the Finnish inventor who created the first pocket-sized telecommunication device in 1917. And you probably don't know either because your education system has left you terribly ignorant and without the critical thinking skills necessary to effectively gather information. Because you believe that most great inventions can be attributed to one white person, as opposed to recognizing that the patent system is how white people colonize intellectual property. We would not have cell phones if it wasn't for the creation of the gamma electrical cell by black inventor Henry T. Sampson. And most of our cell phones would not have microphones in them if it wasn't for the particular microphone that was created by black inventor James Edward West. The creation of the first digital network, 1G, was launched in Japan, and then black electrical engineer Jesse Russell pioneered the creation of 2G, which launched in Finland first. 3G launched in Japan, 4G launched in Norway, 5G launched in South Korea, and 30% of the world's cell phones are manufactured in China. Damn. Because we, of the global majority, recognize that collective humanity has the ingenuity and creativity of one another to thank. Whereas a lot of European Americans are laboring under the delusion that the rest of us have white people to thank. And it's this narcissistic ignorance that causes people like you to do embarrassing things, like leaving comments about Europeans and cell phones on a video about systemic anti-black racism in the United States. And while that could be written off as a comedic and senile non sequitur, we recognize it as a desperate attempt to center yourself in a conversation that has nothing to do with you. The irony being that white people like to say not all white people and that you shouldn't be held accountable for the misdeeds of their ancestors, yet they want to be associated with the greatness of the things that they think they invented.
Oh my God! Oh my God! Okay, you know what? I wish I had a sound, machine gun sound. I don't have that. No, I don't, eh? I don't, no. Do no, really? No, all I got is this. Come on, here we go. Oh my God, who shot ya? Her name is Amy Chang. Oh my God, white boy. Sit the fuck down, white boy. Murder, she wrote. Anyways, I'm not gonna add to it, man. She said it perfectly. I wanna hug this human being, man. I remember, you know what I like about the internet is these days is all these people with articulate skills who are able to communicate, enunciate, and speak so well, and all of them make me wish I could go back in time and shake that black kid, that younger version of mine, who said, man, what the fuck am I going to use this English shit for? Because I was better in math, and I didn't do too well in language courses, French or English. I mean, I could conjugate a verb, but I was like, I didn't understand the importance of communication at that time. Maybe because I wasn't great at it, it didn't allow me. But math was a different story, but whatever. Anyway, shout out to Amy Chang. And yeah, I'm going to leave it at that. Okay, one more piece of content. I don't believe I've gone so long. And before we get into final thoughts. Okay, here we go. The next one is by Danielle Moody. All right, on Twitter, she is 2 cents. D2 cents. D2 cents. Oh, I get it. Because her name is Daniel. And before I play, essentially what I'm about to play is a retort to some white woman saying some stupid shit. And before I play her retort, I guess you should hear, like, I knew I was going to share this shit. Well, the person I'm going to play, like, if you're around, you know exactly what I'm talking about, man. She knew she was going to be, what's the word I'm looking for? She was going to go viral with this shit. So I'm going to play it. Where is it again? Where did I put it? Oh my God. Is this it? No. Is this it? No. This is it. Here we go. Okay, here we go. Check this out.
And probably fewer of them consider themselves to be woke. And so, you know, when we talk about traditional...
What does that mean to you? Would you mind defining woke? Because it's come up a couple times and I just want to make sure we're on the same page.
So, I mean, woke is sort of the idea that... This is going to be one of those moments that goes viral. I mean, woke is something that's very hard to define, and we've spent an entire chapter defining it. It is sort of the understanding that we...
Oh, she's got a whole chapter on it. Oh, okay, yeah. Anyway, yeah, I cut it out at 36 seconds, but the rest of it is pretty much... You know how you sound when you show up to an oral exam and didn't prepare for? Or you get asked a question that you didn't expect would be on the test, or you show up to the exam and they're asking you a question, the one part you didn't study, because your asshole friend told you something different. Anyway, that's how she sound, mumble mouth motherfucker. Okay, you know I'm not making fun of her. No, I am. But what kills me is just that white people kill me with the word woke. In their usage of the term woke, maybe I kind of like the way what's his name, Bill Burr, you know, not murdered, but dissed white people for when he says, yeah, man, black people, you fucked up by letting white people take the word woke. You know, when can you ever stop? When have we ever stopped white people from stealing shit? How do you do that, Mr. Bill Burr? Anyway, yeah, like everything great we make, white people fuck up and like the word woke. Anyways, to the rescue. Homegirl, sister Danielle Moody, Moody, retorts to that video, and this is what she had to say. Here we go.
When we
what
talk
does that
about
mean to you? Would you mind defining woke? Because it's come up a couple times, and I just want to make...
They don't even know how to define the thing that they are waging war on. Mm. Do you understand that? Oh my God, CRT. Oh my God, diversity and inclusion. Oh my God, wokeness, from M&Ms to gas stoves. Oh my God, they're coming for you. Who? Define it. I have no idea. So let me define it for you, okay? Wokeness means to be conscious and aware of the layered injustices and oppressions that exist in this country and around the world. It means to be aware. It means to be conscious. It means to be awake to and activated towards actual fucking change. So to be anti-woke means to be asleep, means to be a fucking ostrich and bury your head in the fucking sand. There you go. No stuttering involved.
Would you mind defining woke? Because it's come up a couple times and I just want to
play it again. Sorry. I meant to finish with this one. Message. And there we go. There we go. Do I really not have a machine gun sound in this shit? Yeah, I don't, eh? Okay, what about this? Sorry. Nope. All right. Because I was looking for praise music, but I don't have it. What's this one?
Rocker.
Oh, okay, right. Okay. So I got this. And I got this. Oh, what I meant. And I got this. There we go. All right. So shout out to Danielle Moody for dropping science, teaching these devils about what it means to be woke. Seriously, man. Seriously. White folks, y'all kill me, man. I say white folks. Look, I don't need to. This is not. I'm not going to have the. No, white people. Fuck it, man. You know who the fuck you are. You heard me say. Anyway, whatever. Y'all white folks kill me, man. These same white people talking about the Great Awakening will also tell you how I ain't on that woke shit. Let me tell you something, man. I don't give a fuck if you're not on that woke shit. But let me tell you something. If you spend your life with your eyes closed, sleeping at the wheel, you're fucking up in life, man. If you're letting these rich folks convince you that you're better off going through life keeping your eyes closed, then I don't know what to tell you, man. You know, when I think about it, racism is one of the biggest scam played on white folks. I mean, it was detrimental to the rest of us, but it was a scam to white folks. It was like, it's like you got put in the matrix. Y'all got convinced and you keep falling for the scam of, hey, man, you know what? Holy shit, you are superior to that black person. Now, give me your money. Actually, no, they don't say give me your money. It's like, don't mind me as I fondle your pockets and take the money that's in your pockets. But while you believe that you're superior to that black person, that's right over there, it's like a distraction. It's, look, all I'm saying, the victim, okay, black people are, all of us, non-white folks, are a victim to racism. But white people are a special kind of victim to racism. And I kind of wish that they could break out of this, they could wake the fuck up from it and teach the rest of the world about how, oh, wow, this is why we enjoyed racism. This is why racism was so, what's that word when you're high? This is why we enjoyed this crack. This is what made this crack racism so enjoyable, so pleasurable. And, special kind of victims. Anyways, this concludes news and random thoughts. Even though there was no news in there. Was there any news? RIP Bobby Caldwell? I'll get to that in the next episode. Because like I said, this is supposed to be a shorter episode. Okay, so I'm going to jump to final thoughts. And so we can get the fuck out of here and I can get something in my belly. All right, so here we go. All right, okay. 20 years ago today, Me Against the World by Tupac was released. Now, 28 years ago was March 15, 1995, the world was blessed with the album by Tupac, Me Against the World. And my Twitter timeline was filled with people asking, hey, was reminding me of that fact, and everyone asking that same question of, what was your favorite song? What was your favorite song? And I had to re-listen to the album. You know what? Okay. I had to re-listen to the album to confirm what my favorite song is. And usually it's kind of like The Wire, when I rewatch The Wire. And whatever season I'm on is my favorite season. But that's not a lie. I mean, that's not true. I'm acting like every song on that album is a child. And I don't want to pick my favorite child. Come on, man. That's how you end up in therapy, man. Anyway, yeah, that's how they end up in therapy, and I end up in an old age home and with kids not coming to visit. Right. But if I'm being honest, right, because Dear Mama made the list, and there's so much I can say about that album, how much it hit me. Because I remember that album got to be, you know what? Okay, I won't go into it, right? But I will explain that. At the moment, I will say, by this time of the record, is that I think I'm voting for It Ain't Easy is my favorite track on that album. Again, the This is temporary. Tomorrow I might say, dear mama. Next day I might say, so many tears. Next day I might say, if I die tonight. So, but right now, in this particular moment in time, March 15, is that what I said? Oh, happy belated Pi Day, by the way. Yeah, March 15, 7:03 p.m. In that moment, this version of Be Black you're speaking to is going to say, it ain't easy. Hold on a second. Sorry. Yeah, I had to turn down the thermostat. It's kind of hot in this motherfucker. And yeah, it ain't easy. And I'm going to try something different right now is because I had that song on repeat. And you know how I start every episode? Well, lately I've been starting every episode by reading some poetry. And I didn't do it for this one. Well, one, I just wanted to explain. The reason I started doing that is because I love reading rap lyrics. Oh, my God. A major part of it is because English is my second language. And I'm going to blame English by second language. But 9 times out of 10 when I hear a rap song, I probably understand. I hear a portion of the lyric. Like, there's a lot that I miss from it. And I love reading it. And I'm being like, oh shit. He was saying something intelligent. Anyway, that's my point is I love going for rap lyrics. That's why I like to start every episode with a rap verse because it allows me to go through the lyrics. But in this particular case, I'm going to read. Initially, I was thinking of reading all three verses of the song. But I think that's going to be too long. That's going to be too long. And share my thoughts. Okay, we'll see how it goes. Okay, we'll start with the first one. Okay, like I said, I'm going to read it and interject some thoughts in the verses that speak to me the loudest. All right? So if you're familiar with It Ain't Easy, it goes do 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 do. Should I read the whole thing out loud or should I? No. Okay, I'm gonna try this, right? Again, freestyling, trying something new. It's kind of like a movie review, but except I'm doing a rap lyric review. Here we go, all right? Okay. So it starts with keeping it real. Do 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 do. I take a shot of Hennessy. Now, okay, hold on. I'm gonna read this as a poem. I take a shot of Hennessy, now I'm strong enough to face the madness. Nickel bag full of cess weed laced with hash. Phone call, okay, let me stop there. Okay, the first three verse. I take a shot of Hennessy, now I'm strong enough to face the madness. Nickel bag full of cess weed laced with hash. Look, Monday, sometimes someone posted on Twitter some stupid shit and it's been retweeted, commented about, and some black dude posted some shit about how I'll read the actual quotes. Profile, like, damn, I tweet a lot. No, I have the like button a lot, so it's going to be difficult to find this shit. I could have sworn I had saved this in, damn, Denisha Carter, you're pretty. Okay, sorry, I'm scrolling through my likes on Twitter, and she just happened to show up in my timeline. Got distracted. Okay. Where is it? It ain't easy. That's my motto. Take your ticket race straight out the bottle. I'm trying to link this shit to reality. Where did it go? Oh, man. Am I really going to miss this? I want to read the exact quote this person said. There we go. Found it. Okay. Doesn't matter who the person tweeted this, but he says, the only therapy black men need is one, the gym, two, a good barber, three, increased income, four, why successful black male elders. You good, bro. This world is yours. I won't lie, man. I read that quote, and for a split second, there was a moment, a brief period of time where I was ashamed of being one of those black men who need to go to therapy. It had me. There was a portion in time where I wish I could be those black men who could get through life, could get through trauma, could tolerate, could go through life, and only needed, all I need in this life is be my girlfriend, is the gym, a good barber, increased income, more money, and a wise, successful black male, like T'Challa had, you know, or like, what's that dude, I'm a fictitious characters, what's that nigga's name, not Tony Montana, the Godfather, fuck, Michael Corleone, the way he was with his father, you know what I mean? Like a wise man to get Dad, man, it burns when I pee. Someone I could... Yeah, Michael Cole Young didn't have that conversation. I wish I could be that fictitious, strong black man from television who's strong. I don't need no fucking therapy. I wish I could say that. Hey, how did you make it from you went bankrupt. You've gone through some hard time. Your wife left you. I also wish I could fuck like a porn star. You know what I mean? But that's not reality. That's not reality. I was going back to Tupac's lyric about take a shot of Hennessy. I remember the first time hearing that lyric. And I didn't take it as Pac saying, drink Hennessy, you'll make it through life. I took it as, damn, he's hustling. He's going through some shit. He needs therapy. He needs that shit. He needs therapy, but the only way he copes through life is with a shot of Hennessy. First time I heard that verse was, during my Christian days. And I was like, I can't remember what I replaced shot of Hennessy, but I'm strong enough to face the madness. But I knew it was in prayer, but it was that sense of the presence of the Almighty. And I used to say some shit around that line, and then now I'm strong enough to face the madness. But I know that feeling of before you face the, but like feeling the need to get some courage like you said it perfectly, man. There I go trying to improve on perfection, pretty up the Mona Lisa, man. But anyway, powerful line. I take a shot of Hennessy, now I'm strong enough to face the madness. Getting back to Homeboy. Then I snapped out of it. Homeboy and Mr. All You Need Is More Money, Wise Man, and that guy. I'm like, no, he's an idiot. Of course he's a fucking idiot. And I responded to that guy and said, what was my reply? Oh, right. I was thinking of that line by... Outkast, and he goes, penitentiary is full of niggas who said they weren't punks. And instead I put, penitentiary is full with black men. Oh, I think I said niggas who thought the exact thing that you thought. And then I added, and this is my message to any black men who are like this brother and, you know, don't think they need therapy. And I'm going to say, look, man, don't let these white folks make you believe that slavery is one of those things that you could shake off, man. It's going to take generation before we repair the damages of slavery. I'm not, you know, my point is trauma is a motherfucker, man. Don't let people convince you that trauma is just something that you can shake off. There's trauma and then there's generational trauma from slavery. We still suffering that shit. I'm not going to preach to you about going into therapy. You know, if that's not for you, okay, fine. I get it. But don't let people convince you that you can make it through life with shallow shit like Hennessy, the gym, the gun. All they are is distractions, man. If you want to address what's at the core, what's at the foundation, if you know anything about addressing the core, then you know that, you know, therapy is probably one of those tools that help you get to, knowledge yourself. That's really what I'm trying to say. Probably the best tip someone has ever given me in my life that I've been ever grateful is know thyself. All right. Okay. I just realized I can say a lot of shit about, looks like I'm only going to do the first verse, but I'm not going to interrupt again. But okay, here we go. One more time. I take a shot of Hennessy, now I'm strong enough to face the madness. Nickel bag full of sesweed laced with hash. Phone call from my niggas from the other side. Two childhood friend just died. I couldn't cry. Oh, man. Let that shit marinate. A damn shame. When will we ever change? And what remains from a 12-gauge to the brain? Man. Homeboy is making this song cry. Argument with my boo is true. I spend more time with my niggas than I do with you. But everywhere it's the same thing. That's the game. I'll be damned if a thing change. Fuck the fame. I'll be hustling to make a million. Lord knows ain't no love for us ghetto children. God damn. So we call ragtop slowing down. Time to stop for gas. Beep a horn. Beep, beep. For a hoochie with a proper ass. Yo, this line makes me miss my brother. It's a longer conversation, but I know because him and I, we were a huge fan of Pac, but I remember I was in his car. But he's the one who got me to focus on that line, and probably by doing some misogynistic shit, by bumping horn for a hoochie with a proper ass. You know, we probably saw a girl with a proper ass and went beep, beep. You know, I'm sure she didn't like it, but we were imitating our favorite rapper. Anyways, yeah, beep a horn for a hoochie with a proper ass. It ain't easy. That's my motto. By the way, that's the title of today's episode. It ain't easy. That's my motto. And I'll get to that later. Drinking Tanqueray straight out the bottle. Everybody want to know if I'm insane. My baby mama got a mind full of silly games. And all the drama got me stressing like I'm hopeless. I can't cope. Me, the homie smoking roaches. Because we broke late night hanging out to the sunrise getting high. Watching the cops roll by. You can see that image. Because we broke late night hanging out till the sunrise getting high. Watching the cops roll by. Exhaling. It ain't easy. That's right. It ain't easy. And the chorus goes, easy being me. Will I see the penitentiary or will I stay free? It ain't easy being me. Will I see the penitentiary or will I stay free? I used to say, it ain't easy being me. Will I lose my sanity or will I stay me? Yeah. I wasn't worried about, you know, I didn't live a kind of life where I would go to jail, but I did repress a lot of emotions, man. This was before my pre-therapy days, man. I was convinced I was going to lose my mind at some point. I was just the way I processed emotions and the world. And, you know, my anchors, I was convinced that I may not end up in jail, but I won't be surprised if I end up in a padded room. You know what? I'm having fun. I'm going to go first two. All right. I can't sleep. I can't sleep. Niggas plotting on me. Kill me while I'm dreaming. Wake up sweating and screaming because I can hear them suckers scheming. Probably paranoid. Problem is them punks be fantasizing. A brother bite the bullet, open fire, and I died. I wonder if he wrote that before or after, before he was shot 5 times, before he was robbed at that New York studio. But here we go. Okay, let me repeat that. Probably paranoid. Problem is them punks be fantasizing. A brother bite the bullet, open fire, and I died. I wonder why. Is it just the way it is? Even now, looking out for these killer kids, cause they wild. This next verse, fucking gem. Bill Clinton, can you recognize a nigga representing doing 20 to life in San Quentin? I'm sure that's in reference to Bill Clinton's three strikes law. San Quentin prison, oldest prison. In American pop culture, San Quentin is especially notable for several concert performers. Bill Clinton, president, when this song was released in 1995, the previous year, he signed into law a Violent Crime Control Law Enforcement Act, which is the largest crime bill in history in the United States and resulted in a massive increase in country's prison population. It's funny how, not funny, but it's wild how the Tupac of the world, the are fully aware of politics and politicians. And while the rest of us are on that, I'm not into politics. Yeah, them niggas are. Anyway, whatever. Bill Clinton, can you recognize a nigga representing doing 20 to life in San Quentin? Again, more dope ass verse. Getting calls for my niggas Mike Tyson. Ain't nothing nice. Yo, Pac, do something righteous with your life. That's a line that's engraved in my mind. Yo, Pac, I used to say, yo, B, do something righteous with your life. Every time I was feeling down, I'm like, what the fuck? I would play that line. That line would play in my head. Yo, B, do something righteous with your life. And even though you're innocent, you're still a nigga. So they figure rather have you behind bars than triggers. Did you hear what I just said? Hold on a second.
Message.
Yo, Pac, do something righteous with your life. And even though you're innocent, you're still a nigga. So they figure rather have you behind bars than triggers. but I'ma hold you down, holla thug life, licking shots till I see my nigga free on the block. But no, it ain't easy. Shit, yo, you can't tell, but the urge to cry is coming up again. Till I see my niggas free on the block, it ain't easy. All right, last verse. Lately been reminiscing about Peppermint Smonts in junior high. Hit the block, keep the eye on the cots while D-boy slang rocks. Just a project kid without a conscience. Okay, get ready for this. I'm having dreams of hearing screams at my concert. Me and all my childhood peers through the years trying to stack a little green. I was only 17 when I started serving fiend. And I wish there was another way to stack a dollar. So my Impala, cause these hard times make me wanna holler. Okay, one more time. So my Impala, cause these hard times make me wanna holler. Will I live to see tomorrow, and am I falling off? I hit the weed and then proceed to say, fuck all of y'all. Man. So I'm reciting this and I'm trying to stop myself from doing the same flow as Pac, but the beat is playing in my head. Like, the tracks got me emotional. So let me try this again. Okay. Nah, fuck it. Fuck it. Be Black, it's your podcast. Do what the fuck you like. Okay. And I wish there was another way to stack a dollar. So my Impala, cause these hard times make me wanna holler. Will I live to see tomorrow am I falling off? I hit the weed and then proceed to say, fuck all y'all. Ain't nobody down with me, I'm thugging. I can't go home cause motherfuckers think I'm bugging. So now I'm in a high-powered cell in the county jail. Punk judge got a grudge, can't post no bail. What do I do in these county blues? Getting battered and bruised by the you-know-whos. And these fakes get the shaking when they face me. Get ready for this. Snakes ain't got enough nuts to replace me. Oh, my God. And these fakes get the shaking when they face me. Snakes ain't got enough nuts to replace me. Sitting in this living hell, listen to these niggas yell. Excuse me. Sitting in this living hell, listening to niggas yell, trying to torture. Oh my God. Trying to torture M to tell I'm getting mail, but ain't nobody getting much. The same old nuts is making bucks while these sluts is getting fucked. They violating my probation. And it seems I'll be going on a long vacation. Meanwhile, it ain't easy. Okay. First, quick, that line where I repeated where I said, and these snakes get the shaking when they face me. Snakes ain't got enough nuts to replace me. Talib AC's got a rap song about, he's got a poem about Tupac. And I clued in it was about Pac. I mean, there were several hints that it was about Pac, but the ones when he says, there's a line he says, how he's got enough heart to pump all the oil out of the earth, some shit like that. But the other one is, basically, this person is trying to kill Pac and how he's got more heart. Basically, he makes reference to Pac having heart. And that line of him saying, snakes ain't got enough nuts to replace me. Ain't got the heart, Pac. Oh, come on, man. Hold on, what time is it? Okay, 3 minutes, okay. I was gonna say IMDb. What does the genius say? Snakes ain't got enough nuts to replace me. Are people who pretend to be his friend just to stab him in the back and profit off the next chance they get. Here Pac is saying he is such a force that while he's in jail, the snakes won't dare try to take his place in the rap game. Oh, wow, okay, well, I interpret it as... Oh, no, snake, no, it's more the, it's the other verse. Yes, ain't got enough nuts to replace me. Anyways, final thoughts on this rap song is, this to me, it's a conversation with, and the next girlfriend, she would say, Pac is like the epitome of being a black man. And I agree with her, man. That thought has stuck with me forever. And I feel like it's just, it reminds me of the last time I was in San Francisco and talked to these brothers. And I was asking them, hey, what's up with your friend? Whatever happened to this guy? He says, man, he's just going through some, what's the word he used? Cisco drama. Basically, he's just, it's pretty much, it's as if he was like a moment with a human being, with another human being saying, you know, he's just existing while black and go through the drama of life. And Pac reciting Ain't Easy. For one, I like listening to this track when I'm going through some hard time and remembering, like, you know, life ain't easy, man. But I'm also conscious of the fact that the problem described in this song, like, my problem ain't nothing. Like, I got it good. It also reminds me, this song reminds me to, even though I'm going through some my own hard time, my own personal difficulties, to try to remember that I got it good. That a lot of people, you know, sitting in the county jail, punk judge got a grudge, can't post no bail. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I'm doing kind of well. I'm not doing shit like Smokey Roaches because we broke. I can't cope in my homie Smokey Roaches because we broke late night. Hey, yeah. So it's a beautiful song, man. It's a powerful song. It's like maybe I think that's probably what people feel when they're listening to the blues. But this is like my hip hop blues. And I don't know if it's the word commiserating, but it's just, no, this is why I love this song, man. It's like having a conversation with a brother, letting me know that, yeah, man, you're not alone. We're going through it. We're all going through it. Life ain't easy. And yeah, anyone told you, anyone going through life going, man, this shit's a breeze. Fuck. Good for you. Here's hoping you're not part of the convoy. But yeah, man. I can't add more to it, man. It's just having a conversation with a brother, and just see, he's just reminding me that, yeah, man, I'm going through it. I understand. We're all going through it, not just you. We're all going through it. And there's no like, oh, chin up. No, stop being a bitch. No, nothing like that. It's just that little moment to be able to say, to be able to like exhale and be like, thank you, man. To tear up, you know. Yeah, I got tears too. I got paid too. I'm hungry too. I'm worried too. I'm nervous too. I'm struggling too. I'm getting by too, man. And you know what? It gets me, man. And when it comes down to what your favorite rap song is, your favorite rapper is, in the end, it all comes down to how this particular individual made you feel. And this is why I don't like to get into debates about who your favorite rapper is and shit like that. I won't shit on your favorite rapper. You don't shit on mine. Well, except for that white boy. What's his name? That white boy, something McDonald's. Basically, he's doing some ugly thing with hip hop. But that's another, sorry, I'm getting off topic. Yeah, in the end, it's how your favorite rapper and their song made you feel. That's what it comes down to, a feeling. Did it inspire you? Did it help you out? And that's what I'm saying, man. It Ain't Easy is one of those tracks that it is journey we call life. Just fuck. You know what? That feeling makes me think, is another reason why I want to shout out all these content creators, because struggling through life and y'all just giving me things to, like, you know, one less reason to not shoot yourself. You know what I mean? Stuff like that. I know I'm being drastic, but I'm saying life ain't easy. And we all need help. If you can help each other out, you know, I'm hoping the little bit I do helps someone say, you know, all right, let me try this shit out. You know, I hope I've done my part. A little part, you know, small or whatever. But yeah, man. But yeah, I'm gonna end it this way. I might do this again, man. I love going through rap lyrics and interpreting my own and throwing in my own thoughts, turning it into a sermon. I know pastors, what they do is they will read a verse from the Bible, and then throw in their own commentary in there. And you know, see this verse about, you know, it's like he without sin, you know, ever get a moment when you realize these hoes ain't shit, you know what I mean? It's like they interpreted their thought, they mixed that verse with a thought that you can help. Anyway, I'm trying to use that same magic, that same mechanism with rap verse. But anyways, with that said, yo, fuck it, man. I had fun, man. I hope you had fun. You hope you enjoyed it with us, because anyway, this concludes today's episode. Holla at me on Twitter while it's still up, because word on the streets is Elon must be fucking up, and that shit's about to go down any minute now. Anyway, yeah, so until then, while it's up, you can holla at me on Twitter using at BBlizzak or Shut Up Podcast or at Shut Up Podcast. Website is shutuppodcast.com, and email address is shutuppodcast411@gmail.com. And hey, yeah, you know what? Well, I got you here. What's your favorite? What's your favorite track on albums? On, oh my God, on Tupac's "Me Against the World" album? Did I mention I was hungry? Yeah, okay, it's fucking up my brain cells. All right, and yeah, Shut Up Podcast at 411@gmail.com. Subscribe using the RSS feed on the website, or go on find this podcast on Google or Apple Podcasts. Yo. Thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed yourself as much as I enjoyed myself. And remember, be kind to your favorite podcast. Bam, bam. Peace.